Rodney stood by the tunnel entrance. He looked at the tunnel without saying anything. Rodney lit up a cigarette. He looked around as though he hadn't been there before. Derek was freaking out. "I don't remember this," Rodney said. Derek's mind raced back to when Rodney and him were on the path before. He wanted to be sure what Rodney was talking about before he answered. He tried to remember when the first time he saw the tunnel. The time that Bill had showed it to him. "It was covered with tree limbs," Derek answered. Rodney was checking out the tunnel entrance. Derek didn't want him anywhere close to it. "Light up that joint. Let's hurry up. We got work to do," Derek said. "All right, calm down," Rodney said. Rodney walked away from the tunnel and walked up to Derek. He took the joint out of his pocket and he lit it up, and the two passed it around. While they smoked on the joint, Derek kept on looking at the ground, looking for the bloodstains, but they weren't there. "I think it's time for us to get to work. The faster we get done, the faster you can go home," Derek said. They were barely halfway done with the joint. Rodney looked at the joint and back up at Derek and said, "Whatever." Then a voice come from a distance. "Bring him to us." Derek quickly turned around and tried to decide where the voice was coming from. His body was started trembling with fear. He tried to calm himself down. Rodney was standing right beside him. He didn't want Rodney to notice that he was freaking out. He didn't need anyone to think that he was crazy. Rodney was acting like there was nothing wrong, as if he didn't hear nothing. Derek calmed down a little bit, thinking that it was just all in his head. The stress was eating up his mind. The voice come again. "Bring him to us." Derek jumped without knowing it. He couldn't even make out if it was a male or a female voice. Rodney was giving him a weird look. Sweat was rolling off of Derek's forehead. He temporarily forgot that they had to get back to work. "What's your problem?" Rodney asked. "It's getting too hot just standing here. Let's go. We gotta get going," Derek said. "Let's go then," Rodney said. Rodney turned and started up the path. Derek didn't pay attention to what Rodney said. He was too busy looking around for whoever was on the path with him. He hoped that he wouldn't see the ghost of Kathy Miller. He hoped that he didn't see the ghost of Bill Jones. He was almost sure that he was going to. The last time he seen Kathy Miller, he heard them words. "Are you coming?" Rodney shouted back at Derek. Rodney was getting impatient. "I thought you said he was ready to get to work," Rodney said. Derek didn't say anything as he started walking towards Rodney. He knew Rodney didn't know what was going on. He remembered the last time he got a visit from Kathy Miller and what happened to Bill Jones. He didn't want anything like that to happen with Rodney and him on the path. Derek went straight to the bathroom when they got to the maintenance building. He turned on the cold water and cupped his hands to get a drink. He couldn't believe how he was feeling. He was glad they'd gotten off the path before things got bad. Derek was regretting letting Rodney start work at the cemetery. He didn't know why he was still working at the cemetery. Only thing that he knew, he had to keep up appearances because of Bill Jones's disappearance. And then there was something else inside of Derek that for some reason made him feel like he had to continue working at the cemetery for other reasons. The cemetery was consuming his whole entire life. It was turning him into a person that he didn't know. Derek and Rodney did good work after Derek got out of the restroom. They spent the rest of their time in the new section of the cemetery. Rodney had walked around with a push mower and weed eater. Derek didn't trust Rodney on the riding mower on the tombstones. Derek was surprised when they finished up in a decent time. Rodney had left shortly after they had finished. Derek was ready to get back to the motel. Derek got up on Friday, August 1st, with a slight headache. He didn't want to get out of bed. but the urge to pee got him up. He still wasn't able to sleep throughout the night. He was getting most of his sleep when he got off work in the afternoon. He was still terrified of getting another visit from the ghost of Kathy Miller, or worse, Sheriff Connor. He was ready for the county fair to be over. The motel had been packed for 2 nights in a row. He couldn't keep track of how many doors he heard throughout the night and most of the morning. He could never understand why people were into the county fair. Derek put on a pair of black pants and a red t-shirt. He knew they were dirty, but he didn't care. He didn't have any motivation to do laundry. He should be saving up to get an apartment, but he wasn't even looking for an apartment yet. He didn't have motivation to do much of anything anymore. All Derek did was go to work at the cemetery and then go back to the motel room. There were times that he'd be still trying to figure out how he lost control over himself on the path and what had made him do what he did to Bill Jones. It was a big mystery to him. He knew that he wasn't crazy, but anyone who would listen to his story surely would think that he is. Derek was already sweating when he pulled into the cemetery. He didn't know when Rodney was going to show up. Derek walked around the cemetery a little bit before he went inside the maintenance building. Something almost didn't seem right to him. The cemetery was peaceful and quiet. The atmosphere seemed different to him. I have to be crazy. Even when the cemetery feels all right, it don't feel all right, Derek said to himself. It was getting to be around 9 o'clock in the morning, and Derek was sitting at the workbench. He was getting a little frustrated. He was still waiting for Rodney to show up. Rodney was crossing the line with him. He couldn't believe that Rodney was going to take advantage of him like this. Derek was sitting there thinking about his problems with Rodney when the phone started ringing. He jumped at first, and then he just sat there. He thought about letting the answer machine get it, but he went ahead and picked up the phone. "Hello?" Derek said. Derek got a little nervous and almost hung up the phone. It didn't sound like a cop on the other end, but he couldn't be for sure. It was a strange man on the other end. A man named Mr. Baker from Baker's Funeral Home. "All right," Derek said. "What can I help you with?" Mr. Baker needed to set up funeral arrangements for the Monday following. Family had to come to the cemetery first and purchase a plot. Mr. Baker wanted to know if there would be somebody there to help out the family. Derek wished that he could say that every lot was sold, that way he didn't have to do any more funerals. He was already in too much trouble after the last funeral. "Yeah, I'll make sure somebody's here," Derek said. Mr. Baker told Derek that the family would be there around 3 in the afternoon. And Derek said, "All right," and they both hung up the phone. Derek wondered how Rodney was going to handle the funeral. He hoped there wouldn't be no scene. He hoped that Rodney would take it seriously. Derek knew that he had to do his absolute best not to screw up the funeral. Derek was looking for his cigarettes when he heard a vehicle's door opening and closing. He immediately thought it was Rodney showing up for work. He was so upset with Rodney for being late. He had enough to worry about without having to worry about when Rodney was going to show up for work. "It's about time," Derek said to himself as he got up out of his seat. Derek was planning on meeting Rodney outside. He had gotten tired of being inside the maintenance building. The possibility of it being someone else didn't even cross his mind. He was upset and wanted to get to work. He planned to give Rodney hell for being late. Derek's plans changed as soon as he walked out the door. "Good morning, Mr. Shepherd," Sheriff Lisa Connor said. She had on her sheriff's uniform with her blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail. "You got a moment to talk?" Sheriff Connor said. Derek didn't know how to answer. He was in complete shock. He didn't expect to see the sheriff. He suddenly got an image of Bill Jones lying dead in the tunnel. He could even imagine Kathy Miller standing over Bill's body. "What can I help you with?" Derek asked. "I just want to do a follow-up on Bill Jones," Sheriff Connor said. She took out her little red notebook. She looked around the cemetery. Then she asked, "Have you seen or talked to Bill lately?" "Haven't heard from him," Derek replied. Derek was trying to read the sheriff's face, but he couldn't do it. "What do you think happened to Bill?" Derek asked. "Don't know yet," Sheriff Connor answered. She explained to Derek that the family seems to think that Bill just wouldn't get up and just take off like this. And something just didn't seem right about the whole situation. Derek was just standing there wishing she would just get to the point. Sheriff Connor quickly turned around before Derek knew what was going on. Derek noticed that the sheriff was watching a blue Chevy van pulling into the cemetery. It was Rodney. He had his music turned up. "Friend of yours?" the sheriff asked. "Yeah," Derek replied. He shook his head in disbelief. "I told him before about turning that music down when he come into the cemetery," Derek said. "Did you and Bill ever hang out after work?" Sheriff asked. "No, Bill wasn't really the sort of person I hang out with," Derek said. Sheriff Connor looked back over at the Chevy van. Rodney was still sitting inside the van. "I still don't understand why Bill's van was found here at the cemetery," Sheriff said. "I don't either," Derek replied. Rodney had gotten out of his van, and Rodney walked past Derek and the sheriff and went into the maintenance building without saying a word. Derek was glad that Rodney didn't stop and talk with him. Derek could smell the weed. He knew that the sheriff had to be able to smell it too. Sheriff Connor stared at Derek for a moment. Derek could tell that the sheriff didn't believe him. He couldn't keep coming up with lies. He really wished the sheriff would just leave. "All right," Sheriff Connor said, put her notebook back into her pocket. "Just make sure you call us if you hear anything," she said. "I sure will," Derek replied. Sheriff Connor kept looking around the cemetery as she walked to her cruiser. Derek didn't like the way that she was acting. He was scared that he was her number one suspect. He wondered if she hadn't already been searching around the cemetery when he hadn't been there. Derek forced himself to wave to the sheriff as she pulled away. He was so nervous that his arm felt like jello as he waved. He waited for the sheriff to be completely out of the cemetery before he walked inside the maintenance building. He had to tell Rodney about how he smelled like weed when he walked past the sheriff. "You got some nerve," Derek said. As soon as he got inside the maintenance building, he started pacing back and forth. "You stunk like weed when you walked past the sheriff," Derek said. "Really?" Rodney said. Rodney had a smile on his face. "Good. I hope the bitch got a good whiff of it." "We don't need the cops around here," Derek said. Derek had a real serious look on his face. Derek wanted to tell Rodney the real reason why he didn't want the sheriff around. But he couldn't make up any more excuses. "What was she doing here in the first place?" Rodney asked. Rodney acted like he was a little suspicious of Derek. "Did she have a reason to be here?" Rodney asked. "I guess they're still looking for Bill Jones," Derek replied. "Why are they after him?" Rodney asked. "I have no idea," Derek replied. Derek acted like he didn't know anything about the situation. The sheriff had messed with his head. He almost forgot that he was upset with Rodney for being late. "Let's just smoke a cigarette and we'll figure out what to do," Derek said. He was going to be stuck at the cemetery for most of the day because he had to wait for the family to come purchase a lot. And he explained that to Rodney. "So that means we're going to do a funeral?" Rodney asked. He sounded a little excited. Yeah, Derek said. Rodney acted as though he was looking forward to doing a funeral. Derek really didn't want to do another one. The Johnson family pulled into the cemetery around 3 in the afternoon. They were driving a black Monte Carlo. Derek just happened to be sitting outside on the hood of his Camaro smoking a cigarette. He had gotten tired of waiting inside the maintenance building. A blonde middle-aged woman got out of the car. She had on a black skirt topped off with a white blouse. "Excuse me, are you Derek Shepherd?" she asked. "Yes," Derek said. Derek couldn't help but wonder why the lady had gotten out of the car by herself. He had never met anyone to set up a funeral before. He always figured that there would be other family members involved with it. She explained that Mr. Baker from the funeral home had sent her there to look for a plot to purchase. "Most of our unsold lots are over in the new section of the cemetery, so if you would like to head over there, I'll meet you over there after I check the list for open lots," Derek explained to the lady. The lady turned towards her car, and then she stopped for a moment. She asked Derek if he could hurry up. She had to get back to work. Derek couldn't believe what the lady was saying to him. He was glad that he didn't have to waste a bunch of time on the lady. But he was confused. The lady really didn't act like she was in any kind of mourning. It was like the funeral arrangements was a waste of her time. Derek met Mrs. Johnson over in the new section of the cemetery. This time it was her sitting outside of her car waiting on him. She had a little upset look on her face as he walked up to her. He needed to take her where the lots were. She didn't appreciate how long it was taking. Derek tried to not let it bother him. "Here are most of our unsold lots," Derek said as he pointed around. "Oh, just give me one and tell me how much," she said. "Well, we usually let you choose for yourself," Derek said. "We just need to put him in the ground somewhere," she said. "I'd rather you choose for yourself, Mrs. Johnson," Derek said. "It's Miss Johnson," she said. She gave him a mean look. "Peter Johnson is whom you'll have to bury. He's my dad. He just died of a heart attack. My mom died when I was younger, and that old fucking man took advantage of me." She tried to hide her tears. "I'll write you a check and you take care of the rest," she said. Derek stood there not knowing how to react. He'd never dealt with somebody like this before, and he knew he had to be nice. He figured that her dad must have done something really bad to her. "Well, I'm sorry for your loss," Derek said. "Yeah, everyone's sorry for my loss," she said back to Derek. She wiped the tears from her face. "Why can't people just be happy that he's gone?" she asked. Derek didn't answer. He just stood there and watched her walk towards her car. He couldn't help but feel sorry for her. He knew it had to be tough to lose a parent. The situation made him think of the childhood that he had had. He had always thought that he had a bad childhood. As years passed, and on days when he met and heard someone who might have had it worse, he had considered his child as not being as bad as he thought. He hoped that he would never feel that way about one of his parents. Derek stressed out about the sheriff all day and night. It made him feel the same as he did the day that he killed Bill Jones. He was feeling guilty and he didn't know what to do. He spent most of the evening pacing around the motel room. He looked out his window whenever someone came to the motel. He had to be sure that it wasn't the cops. He couldn't believe that he had an upcoming funeral to stress out about. He had to make sure everything was perfect for the funeral. He wasn't wanting to do it for Mr. Johnson, but for the cemetery and Kathy Miller. He didn't want another spirit coming to his motel room because he screwed something up. His main concern was how to keep Rodney from messing things up. He felt bad for feeling that way, but he did. He had got a couple of phone calls throughout the day, but he never answered the phone. He didn't want to talk to anyone. He didn't care who was calling. His guilt was driving him crazy. He kept putting himself down for killing a father of two kids. How would he ever take responsibility for that? How was he supposed to go on with his life? There was no one that he could talk to and get advice from. Derek had to get away from the cemetery. But he had no idea how strong of a hold the cemetery had on him. On the morning of Mr. Johnson's funeral, Derek was pacing around the motel room around 5 in the morning. He had been stressing out all night long and didn't get any sleep. He had put on black pants and a clean t-shirt, and he left the motel room a little after 7. Derek pulled into the cemetery and stopped in front of the maintenance building. He sat there and looked around the cemetery. The wind was blowing and making the trees seem like they were alive. He suddenly got a cold chill throughout his body. He thought about going back to the motel, but he had to be there for the funeral. "Damn it," he said, as the wind blew his car door shut as soon as he opened it. Derek walked as fast as he could to get inside the maintenance building. He kept looking over his shoulder. He could swear that someone else was there in the cemetery. A crazy thought had come to him when he was unlocking the building's door. He thought that maybe Kathy Miller had come out to see who was getting buried. Derek walked into the building and went over to the chart on the wall. He went to the side that represented the new section and went straight to the back area by the tree line. Mr. Johnson's new home was a lot in the area of the new section that was practically empty. He tapped on the area where Mr. Johnson was going to be laid to rest, and then he went over to the workbench and sat down. He lit up a cigarette. He had told Rodney to be on time, but he had a feeling that Rodney was going to be late like usual. Derek was already running through the whole funeral process through his head. "I have to get this right," he said as he took a hit off his cigarette. Derek's mind started creating the image of Kathy Miller laying in her casket, wearing her pink skirt and white blouse. His stomach started to cramp up because of how bad his guilt was. "I'm tired of sitting here," he said to himself as he got up out of his chair. He found a pencil on the workbench and grabbed one of the yellow receipts. He flipped over the receipt and wrote on the back, "Meet me at the other building." Then he walked towards the door. He glanced back over at the chart before he walked out the door. He had to make sure that he would be digging in the right spot. Digging this hole already brought up a whole new set of problems for Derek. He was going to have to dig the hole himself. He was scared that he wasn't even going to be able to take the backhoe off the trailer. He figured Rodney had no experience with it either. He would have to come up with a way to figure it out. Derek walked out of the building and locked the door behind him. He didn't want Rodney showing up and just sitting around. He put the note in one of the cracks of the door. He made sure to leave enough of the note poking out, that way Rodney couldn't say that he didn't see it. He felt like someone was watching. He put the note on the door. He looked over his shoulder a couple of times to make sure no one was there. He didn't understand why that feeling was so strong today. He didn't have a feeling that strong when he did the first two funerals. He believed that he was feeling the presence of Kathy Miller, and it made him uncomfortable. Derek hooked up the trailer to the old Ford before he opened the garage door. The heat outside had picked up a little bit. He didn't even know what time it was. He did know that Rodney was late, and he tried not to think about it because he didn't want to get upset. Derek climbed into the old red Ford and started it up. He wasn't going to wait around on Rodney. Derek got out of the Ford and went and opened up the garage door. Then he went to his car to see if he could find a pen and a piece of paper. He was going to leave Rodney another note. He was going to tell Rodney to meet him over at the new section of the cemetery. He was getting to the point where he would rather just do it by himself. Derek pulled the truck and trailer out of the building, then got out of the truck to go and shut the garage door. He found some duct tape in the truck, ripped a piece off, and stuck the note to the garage door. He was having a bad feeling that Rodney was going to do something stupid while the funeral was going on. Derek noticed the difference in the atmosphere as soon as he pulled into the new section of the cemetery. It always seemed to be good, have a good feeling to it. It didn't seem all dreary like the old section. There wasn't as many trees though in the new section, so there wasn't much shade. It was a lot of sunlight. Derek drove all the way down the main center lane, which ran west to east. And then he took the last lane that ran north to south. He turned left on that lane and headed north for a couple of seconds and stopped. He knew exactly where Mr. Johnson's plot was, even with all the other empty lots around. He got out of the Ford and put the two ramps down on the back of the trailer. He climbed up on the trailer to get on the backhoe. His first problem was he had a hard time finding how to get it into gear and getting it started. Then he got scared of just trying to back it up. He had to make sure the back tires were lined up with the ramp to go perfectly straight down. As he was going down a little bit more than halfway down, the right tire went off the ramp. He didn't let it stop him though. He just kept going. He was actually glad that there was no one around to make fun of him. Derek backed the tractor up to the lot and shut it off. He wanted to take a shovel and try to mark where his hole was. He was heading towards the truck when he spotted Rodney's van pulling into the cemetery. He didn't know what time it was. Derek told himself not to go off on Rodney. If you want to give your ears a break and check out a good ebook, go to barnesandnobles.com. Check out Mountain Hill Cemetery, The World Within. And in this ebook, you will get more details into the story of Mountain Hill Cemetery. So go to barnesandnobles.com. Check out Mountain Hill Cemetery, The World Within, Part 1 by William Swofford. This podcast and music was written and performed by William Swofford.